The first act was over, and in the Circle Bar, after the initial flurry of activity had subsided, people began discussing the merits of the play. Opinions were divided. It was witty, but too superficial. The acting was good, but the male lead had obviously been drinking. It was a funny farce, but a bit too far-fetched, and so on. Amidst the babble, one voice stood out from the rest. It was a loud voice, with a strong Lancashire accent, and it belonged to a self-opinionated little man in a college blazer, grey flannels, and hideous tan suede shoes.